Listen to WGN Radio's newest podcast, Behind the Badge, Illinois, hosted by David Hochberg. Behind the Badge, Illinois views current events through the eyes of Illinois law enforcement leaders. Tune in. Visit WGNradio.com/behindthebadge.
The news out of Ukraine this morning, the headline, large explosions rock Russian military airbase in Crimea in what may mark an escalation of the war. Let's go to our man in Ukraine, Joseph Lindsley. And Joseph, this is very important, isn't it? Fill us in.
Yeah, Bob, good afternoon to you from the Western Ukraine. And it could be an escalation. It could be a turning point. The Ukrainian government has been very coy about what happened yesterday. But the Washington Post reported maybe about 30 minutes ago from an unnamed source in the Ukrainian government that this was a Ukrainian special forces attack on a Russian airbase in the Crimean Peninsula. And this would be the first time that Ukrainians have struck territory that Russians have occupied since before 2022. And then at the same time, this morning, President Zelensky said that this war must end with the liberation of Crimea, which is a change from what he said a few months ago. He said, you know, it'd be good enough if we could go back to the borders of February 24th, 2022. A lot of Ukrainians were upset about that because they think that, I would say almost every single person here believes that the war began in 2014 after the Revolution of Dignity, when Russia took advantage of Ukraine's sort of young, new democratic government and took the Crimean Peninsula. Russia has occupied completely Crimea since 2014. They had one of their sort of fake referendums at that time. And then they began to occupy areas in the east. And this this would be we have to point out the fact that Russia is trying to deny that it was a Ukrainian attack while Ukraine is being very quiet about it. And it's sort of strange. It's like when the Ukrainians sunk Russia's Moskva ship in April in the Black Sea, the most powerful piece of the Russian Navy. Russia claimed it was a kitchen fire that brought down that ship, which somehow that's supposed to look better than the Ukrainians destroying it, that they were so incompetent that it somehow mm-hmm. destroyed itself. They're trying to say the same thing about this airbase in Crimea. We should also note that there has been a Russian naval base in Crimea since Ukraine was independent in 1991. When the Soviet Union broke apart, there was a deal made that Russia would pay Ukraine money, as they did from 1991 until 2014, to maintain a naval base there. But on Monday, the Ukrainian sort of their state investigative service, the DBR, charged the former chief of the Ukrainian Navy with high treason, because they say that in 2010, he made a deal with Russia to keep that base there. The base was due to expire in the early 2010s. And because the Russians had that naval base there, it was very easy for them to take over the Crimean Peninsula in 2014.
So is this something that's creating a mood of optimism where you are now?
Oh, you know, the initial reaction from everyone, I was receiving text messages and talking to people in person, was this is, you know, an amazing thing, but also a little bit of trepidation, because it's quite a bold move. And if Russia does have further tricks up its sleeve, this could lead to an escalation. Mm-hmm. Meanwhile, we have the Russians are claiming they're convening tomorrow. Russia, amazingly, is convening a meeting of the UN Security Council on the topic of the Zaporizhia nuclear plant, claiming that Ukrainians are shelling the nuclear plant, which is, you know, this is exactly why Russia took that plant. They knew they could use it to sort of mess with the psyche of the world. We're waiting. Right now, as we talk, I'm looking at the online map of which portions of the country are under air alarm. Lviv is not right now, but many of the regions in the west are. Something could happen next. You know, Crimea has been such a part of the conflict between Russia and Ukraine for centuries. In 1776, the Russian Empress Catherine the Great, whose portrait German Chancellor Angela Merkel kept in her office, very curiously, she took the Crimean Peninsula from the Turkic Tartar people. They sort of had their own type of democracy, much like the Ukrainian Cossacks. And she imposed a sort of Moscow authoritarian style government on the Crimean Peninsula in 1776. And then in the 1850s, there was a massive, you could call it one of the first world, maybe the first world war in a way, between the Russians and the Ottoman on one side, and the Ottoman Empire, the Brits and France, some Italian kingdoms on the other. It was one of the worst wars ever in human history. Florence Nightingale, the famous nurse, became famous from that war. There was a famous poem by Alfred Lord Tennyson, "Charge of the Light Brigade." This was maybe one of the first, maybe the first modern war happened on the Crimean Peninsula. So it's long been a place of conflict for the entire world.
It's so important to understand that history, and we appreciate you filling us in on that so we understand what's happening there. And quickly, Joseph, I was reading something about people there in Ukraine preparing for power shortages, maybe a winter without gas or electricity. Is that true?
Yeah, and as we talked about yesterday, there's a lot of uncertainty. You know, I mean, there's one with the potential nuclear disasters of the nuclear plants, but also not being able to access gas and energy resources. There also were some reports today when Bob and Wendy was there last week. I was walking under the pipeline from Russia, and the Ukrainians are finally starting to try to slow that gas down that's going from Russia into Germany. This is going to be one of the weapons of war. And so Ukrainians are preparing in the city of Lviv. They are working to give wood-burning stoves to as many people as possible so that they can survive what is usually a very cold Ukrainian winter.
Joseph Lindsley, and as usual, we appreciate your insights and the reporting. Talk to you tomorrow.
Thank you, Buff.